Alexei of ClickHouse will talk to us about a reverse DNF map he made.
Thank you. So my presentation is about DNS, but not just about DNS, not only about DNS. And actually, this idea originated as an internal company contest. We made a contest for every employee of our company about this. Take any data set you like and make application out of it. And it was just for 1 or 2 days. And apparently, I was the only participant in this contest. So I have a lot of fun, and I have this presentation. Yeah, I won. I got nothing for this, but I won. So I need some idea, I need a nice data set, and I need a way to visualize and analyze this data set. And to get a data set, the easiest way is to get it from the internet. And we will get internet scale data set. So how to get it? From DNS. And just basics. You can do a forward DNS request, and the easiest way to do it from a command line is to just use the host command line tool, and for Google, it will output IPv4 address, IPv6 address, and something else. And you can do a reverse DNS request for IP address. It will output something resembling the name. But for Google, for the same IP address, for Google, it outputs something strange, .1e100.net. Question for you, what does it mean, 1E100?
1E100 is the scientific notation for the number they call global.
Yeah, absolutely. So, the point is reverse DNS records don't have to point to the original name. They actually cannot because a lot of names can point to a single address, and actually they can contain about anything. And you can also use the more advanced tool DIG, where you specify the type of record you want to get, and you will get the answer from your DNS server. And now a question for you. If PTR records don't have to be precise, they can contain anything, an arbitrary string, you can't count on these records to contain what you need, why do they even exist? Yeah, for sending emails, and also for nice infrastructure observability. So when you run something like MTR, it is like traceroute, you will get also these names from reverse DNS records. And the idea is to take IPv4, which contains less than 4 billion something IP addresses, slightly less, and just do reverse DNS requests for all of them. So how to do it? There are a lot of tools ready for that, like Mass DNS, or there is a library GNU ADNS. They are fast. From the README of Mass DNS, they say if you run this tool, you will get all the results in less than 1 hour. But the problem is, if you do it from home, most likely your internet will break and your internet provider will break your internet and you'll have to call them. If you do it from your hosting provider, from AWS, from DigitalOcean or whatever, it is also not a good idea. They don't like it. At least, even if they don't restrict it, it will be good if you communicate in advance. If you contact them, explain your use case, explain what exactly you will do, so they will not worry. But I am introvert. I don't like communicating with anyone. So I wanted to find another way to do it. Yes, so from home, not a good idea. From data center, not a good idea. My friend was blocked for this. I asked him to do it, and he was blocked, not me. From the cloud, also not a good idea. But there, let's take a look how DNS can work. What protocols exist? It can work over UDP, port 53. It is unreliable. It is not secure. It can work over TCP. It is not secure, but more reliable. There is DNS over TLS, reliable, secure, but heavyweight. There is also interesting protocol DNS over HTTPS. It is just an HTTPS API where you connect and request a record, and it will give you result in one of several formats, including the original binary format or JSON for convenience. And one, there is Cloudflare DNS over HTTPS server. There is a Google DNS over HTTPS server, and probably many more. And interesting that you can even write, you can even use it without the domain name. If you use something like Cloudflare.com, you have to resolve this name in advance using a different method, like writing it in the hosts file. But you can write HTTPS just 1111, which is the address of this DNS server, and it looks quite nice. And there is also DNS script over TCP and over UDP, and it's actually a mess because even for encrypted DNS, you can use more than three different protocols. I decided to check if I can use Cloudflare DNS over HTTPS. So the API, if I use the most convenient one with JSON, it looks like this. You specify your request, the type of record you want to get, and you will get JSON with all this information. It can use over HTTP 2, even HTTP 3, and HTTP 1.1, so everything works. And with the HTTP 2, I can use pipelining with multiple requests, and it also works. You can use it from Coral. I have read carefully the documentation about if I will just do several billion requests one day, will I violate their terms of service? And apparently I just did not find any mention of it. And I thought, so Cloudflare is such a big infrastructure provider. If I do plus just 1 billion requests, no one will notice, right? They supposedly processing trillions of requests every day, if not hundreds of trillions. So I did it. I also prepared a table for results in my database, in my favorite database, which is ClickHouse, the best analytical database. And this table is simple, date time and JSON with a string data type. And then I wrote a simple shell script. Let's read this simple shell script. So first of all, there is a SQL query inside. And this SQL query will skip all reserved IPv4 addresses like 127, anything link local, etc. And it will generate ranges of the first three numbers. And then I will take these ranges and also parallelize by the last number, the last octet. And I will parallelize using curl. And I will generate a command that will query this 256 addresses with a single HTTPS request using curl. And I pipe it to bash because I just generated these commands. And then I pipe it into ClickHouse client, finally to insert into the database with this another SQL query insert into. But it is just a one-line shell script. You can see it. Okay, so what happened? I have run it. I have left it for a day. I went to sleep. And when I woke up, actually, you know, nothing actually happened. So I did it from a single machine. I did not parallelize by many machines. And I tried to be gentle, so without using too much parallelism. The question is, how long did it take? A day?
A day.
Okay, any other?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. couple of hours.
An hour.
2 months. No, actually it took about 10 days. So it was not fast due to this HTTPS requests. But at least no one complained. I was a little bit paranoid that no one complained. So yeah, around 10 days. So I went to this service. This service is named Gray Noise, and it represents an interesting kind of observability for the internet. It is named Internet Telescope. What is Internet Telescope? It is a bunch of servers across the world that are have some ranges of IP addresses. The ranges could be quite big, and they just listen to anything that comes to these servers. They open every port, they log every UDP packet, and they just listen and collect this data. And if someone does a massive scan of the internet, these internet telescopes are likely to get this noise. So the service is named Gray Noise. And I went to it, and I found that it detected a DNS over HTTPS scanner. So probably me. But then then I checked the information, and apparently it is not me. It is just every time something happens, and I don't have to worry. And even if I was detected, it does not mean that I'm a bad guy. I'm not a bad guy, trust me. Actually, I did not have to do this scan because there are open data sets of historical DNS scans. One of them was available from the project Sonar from the company Rapid7. Unfortunately, they no longer host this data set. At least they no longer give it for download. So at least I did an interesting exercise. So let's take a look at this data set. 3.69 billion records. It is not 2 in 32, because some addresses are reserved. The data set size is 13 gigabytes, and this is not even parsed.